All right. Well, this next session, we're going to talk about roles and responsibilities. So,
sorry, I came back.
Okay. Miss Deborah, let's greet Miss Deborah with a nice warm.
Okay.
That's not very warm. Get more warm.
Warm. Okay, ladies, this is going to be a very fun session. We are going to start by having you write down on your paper what you feel your roles and responsibilities are as a pastor's wife. So maybe just get out a piece of paper, write one column for roles and one column for responsibilities. Write that down. I'm going to give you 2 or 3 minutes, then we'll have a little discussion, then I have some things to share. Okay?
Even, Gigi, even if you don't know, just make something up. What you think maybe somebody else thinks is your role and responsibility. Just write frantically. Come on, we need to write, not talk. Write, don't talk. Roles and responsibilities. Roles and responsibilities.
Share.
Keep writing. About another minute. Roles and responsibilities. Seconds. Ten seconds. All right. I want to hear a representative from table 9. Maru, something like that. Yes. Stand on your feet. Tell us one, real quick. Role of responsibility. Read something.
One of the roles is to help my husband in ministry functions such as counseling when needed.
Ministry counseling when needed. Great. It's Deborah.
Okay.
Mona.
Number 1, to inspire the married women in and outside my church to influence them to embrace and enjoy their calling in life and to lead the younger women in to live in purity and holiness.
Okay. Wow, that sounded like a calling statement there. Excellent. All right, here we go.
To provide a home atmosphere where my husband can come home to relax and unwind after a long day's work.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Deborah?
What's your name? My name is Jean.
Jean.
Yeah. Okay. To motivate your husband to be a great preacher and a great pastor.
Okay, that's one of your responsibilities, okay?
Wow. That's good. Go ahead. What do you got? Tell me. First name?
Esther.
Hi, Esther.
Support the husband to fulfill God's calling for them.
Okay. Deborah?
Encourage, support, and even protect my husband, and take care of the women's stuff that my husband can't do by himself.
She got nothing.
Okay.
You're next. Rita? Yes, are you ready to talk? You're sitting down, though. Let's have one that doesn't have anything to do with your husband.
Doesn't have anything to do. To be the host to the church.
To the whole church.
You know, being a host. I don't know, events, welcoming. In a sense.
Okay, host to the whole church, okay? Psyche. You're probably tired.
Psyche, stand up.
Okay.
I'm going to pick
up.
All right. My name is Psyche. My role is to make sure the house is a place of refuge for him. And for him to be given time to do self-study.
Okay. Again, on my side, nothing about husband or home.
Okay, to be a good example to women in church.
Wow, a good example. Yeah, that's a lot of pressure, isn't it? Okay. Deborah, you got one more?
Okay.
Hi. Justine. I just have a few bullet points. For roles... Small group leader, of course, for students, minister on campus, and a counselor, and for responsibilities, budgeting, admin work, and setting all the appointments.
Wow, I'm exhausted. All right, fam? I'm calling on fam because she was pushing me to try to get her friend. Whenever you encourage me to get somebody else, guaranteed you're going to get called on.
Weird roles written out. We're like... We wrote victory group leader, housekeeper, and stuff like that. So.
Okay, you sound like you got a good list. What else you got there? Read your whole list.
Okay.
Just read the whole list.
Leader, victory group leader, housekeeper, homeschool mom, budgeter, help my children with their studies.
Wow. All right. Deborah, you going to do one more?
I'm Pinky Evangelista. Actually, na-confuse ako dun sa role and responsibility. I wrote here, sana to be my husband's number one fan, pero sabi ni Pastor Barker that wala, wag na lang daw. So, know the needs and sentiments of the leaders and the church. And then the responsibility is to equip women leaders.
Are we done?
You're up, yeah.
Okay.
Preach away.
I'll talk about that. Okay, ladies. Well, you could see we had a variety of answers. We're going to try to clarify some things this afternoon. So to help us do that, we have a bit of a fashion show. May not be the latest fashion, but perhaps it's fashion for someone. Okay. We want to give you a picture this afternoon of what roles, you know, roles and responsibilities are different. There are roles that we have, that we play because of who we are and who our husband is. And so let me see if I can explain this. For instance, we all have a role as a wife, okay? A lot of you mentioned your wife, your responsibilities at home. So that's your first role. We have a role as a wife. So that's our first hat. Okay, we're not going to talk about that today. We talk about that at other times in couples retreats and other places. That's not what we're talking about today. Then we have the role as a mother. Some of you talked about homeschooling your children, taking care of your children, taking care of your family. So you have a role as a mother. Now, you do these simultaneously, right? You're a wife and a mother, and that happens all the time. But then, because your husband is a pastor, you also have the role of a pastor's wife. So this is your next hat. Now, That means a lot of things. With that role, that's the one that we're going to primarily talk about today. With that role comes some responsibilities that it entails. But I, judging from your answers, they're probably not what you think they are. So that's what we want to help you clarify today. And then you also have the role of your secondary calling. Maybe you're a teacher, or maybe you're a lawyer, or maybe you feel called in the ministry, whatever it is. So that's what we want to try to help clarify for you today. So everybody got the picture, because I don't really want to wear these hats for 15 minutes. Okay, so obviously you're doing all these things simultaneously. Now, if you remember, for some of you, there's some questions about vocational ministry. There were some questions during the break about what is vocational ministry, and because you're not paid, because most of you, if not all of you, are pastors' wives who don't get paid. You're not paid to be a pastor's wife, okay? So you may think, well, I'm not in vocational ministry, but it's more the calling. Are you called to ministry? Because, for instance, Judy said, she said, I felt called to ministry before I was ever married, and I did, and many others will say that. So that's not something we get paid to do. We're still volunteers, like you, but we still feel called to ministry, whereas Kitty mentioned she felt called to more creative pursuits, and so that she talked about that, and so she'll figure out how that fits in. Now, let me say this. Your calling, we want you to be able to be clear about your wife, your mother. We've clarified those things. You're a pastor's wife. We're going to talk about the responsibilities that go with that. And then whatever your secondary calling is, which you're going to be working on kind of clarifying that, then, of course, there will be responsibilities that go with that as well. Now, I would like to say this. Sometimes I feel like, well, let me say this first. In some cases, your husband, I mean, there are many husbands in ministry who your wives are doing different things. And I had a wife recently, a couple that was visiting in Nashville, and she was a little confused because her husband is in ministry. They both had very high-powered jobs. He resigned from his job to go in the ministry. But she had everybody telling her, because he's in ministry, you have to be in ministry with him, and you have to resign from your job and do that. So she was asking me, what do I do? How do I do this? Well, if I told you the whole story, I don't want to reveal the identity, but if I told you the whole story, to me it's quite obvious in her life, the place that God has her and the anointing on her life and to do the things that she's doing, God has called her to be there. And she feels like God has called her to be there, but because of stereotypes, she was feeling pressured to not do what she has been educated and trained to do. So that's not what we want. We want everybody to feel free in their calling to do that. However, she did say this to me. She said, but I do want to support my husband in ministry. I want to be there with him. I'm not going to not be in ministry with him. I'm not going to not go to the conferences or do those things. So there is a balance. There's a fine line you walk between doing what you're called to do and also supporting your husband in ministry. And I just want to say this, as you prepare, you know, as you work on your callings, and I just want to say, please don't ever use your calling, and I've seen this happen, so I guess that's why I'm saying it, to disengage in the ministry and what God's called your husband to do, because you are a couple, you are one, you married him, so you did marry what God's called him to do, too. And so whatever God has called you to do, you do it. That's unique to you. But please always, you know, before God, and you know, you want to be supportive of your husband and what he's called to do, and don't use it as an excuse. I heard one wife say, I don't even want to hear about that. I don't want to have anything to do with it. Well, why? Why would you not want to have anything to do with what it is that he's doing? So, and ministry is different. If he's a doctor, then you're probably not going to go to the hospital with him on his rounds. But ministry, we all know, is a little different. And so I just want to encourage you as we talk through this to hopefully it'll become more clear. Okay, now, one of the things that I wanted to say is because your husband is a public figure, your life can be a bit of a fishbowl. Now, depending on the level of responsibility your husband has, some of you, your husband doesn't stand up and preach. So, you know, it may be you know, he may be the discipleship pastor, and so it's not as much a public figure. For others, your husband is more public, which sometimes by default makes you a more public figure than you would like to be. And so with that, you need to, you know, understand that and understand the responsibilities. Because of that, sometimes we have influence that we wouldn't otherwise have. You know, people look to us, they look to our examples, they look to the movies that we recommend on Facebook, the books that we read, all of those things. You have influence that maybe you don't realize you have and you didn't ask for and you wish you didn't have, but yet you do. So we're going to talk about that. Sometimes there are expectations that you feel people place on you, and so we're going to talk about that. Sometimes it's the expectations your husband's. I've heard some questions today about, you know, the expectations your husbands have. So we may have to have a little session for them and clarify that after today. Or maybe you can go home armed with some notes today and say, okay, this is what's expected of me. Not that. I don't have to go to every staff meeting with you. You know, a lot of things, let me say this too, is things are seasonal in our life. When I first was in ministry here and back in the States, before I had children, I went to every staff meeting. I did everything. That was great. That's what else was I going to do here once we lived here? But then once I had William, then that tapered off a lot. But I did do some things. Once I had James, well, then it tapered off even more for a season. And when I had three, when I had Jonathan, he broke all the rules. And so I needed to stay home a lot with him. So anyway, we do have help here, so we can be more engaged. But there are seasons of our life where we can be more engaged in the day-to-day affairs of ministry than other times. And it also depends. If you're in a church plant, you have to do everything. If you're in a church like the Fort, where there's a lot of staff and a lot of people and a lot of volunteers to do a lot of things, then you can be more specific in doing what you're called to do. So I just say that to encourage you. We all go through different seasons in our lives and ministry, and you just kind of flow from one to the next, and don't get too hung up on being stuck on one thing. But besides expectations, there are ethical issues sometimes that we have to be aware of, and there also are some authority questions that have come up that we want to address as well. So that's what we're going to do in the next couple of sessions. We're going to talk about these. Hopefully it will clarify things for you. And at the end, if we have time, if you still have questions, then we'll have a time for you to write some questions and we'll try to address those. So for our first speaker this afternoon to talk about influence, that would be you, Judy. Yeah, Judy's coming up to talk about influence. Influence.